Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisati. The second phase of the 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly resumes today with Chief Minister Nipuryo, who also holds the finance portfolio, set to present the state budget for the financial year 2026-2027. Highlights of today's business include discussions on matters of urgent public importance, if any, presentation of CAG reports and the supplementary demand for grants for the year 2025-26. Among other businesses, the House will hold discussion on the state budget tomorrow. Government convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi last evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha, Rajiv Ranjan Lalan Singh and other leaders. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju thanked members of all parties who participated, stating that all questions and concerns raised by opposition leaders were addressed by the government. He added that all opposition parties have assured their support for the government in the measures it takes in response to the current situation.
आपको ये बताते हुए संतुष्ट मैं महसूस कर रहा हूँ कि सारे विपक्ष ने जो जो सवाल की और जो जानकारी प्राप्त करना चाहा सरकार ने जवाब दिया और अंत में सारे विपक्ष के साथियों ने ये कहा है कि संकट के इस घड़ी में सरकार जो फैसला करेंगे जैसे परिस्थिति है उसके हिसाब से कदम उठाएंगे तो सब एकजुट होकर के साथ देंगे ये सबने कहा है.
The government said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumors and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said this while addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held yesterday.
We have an annual refining capacity of approximately 26 crore tons of crude oil. I would like to assure the citizens of the country that we have sufficient availability of petrol and diesel. There is no fuel shortage at any petrol pump anywhere. Adequate quantities are also available at the terminals that supply fuel to petrol pump. Please do not believe in rumors and avoid panic buying.
In view of the by-election to the Koridang Assembly constituency under Mogokchun District, the Office of the Chairman Ceasefire Monitoring Group, CFMG, Ceasefire Supervisory Board, CFSB, has issued a set of security instructions to ensure a peaceful electoral process. The by-election, as scheduled by the Election Commission of India, will be held on April 9, while the counting of votes is slated for May 4. The board emphasized the need for all factions of the NSCN to adhere to the core objective of maintaining peace during the election period. As part of the measures, a blanket ban has been imposed on the carrying of weapons of any kind within Mogokchun district. The restriction came into effect from yesterday and will remain in force until further notice. The decision to lift the ban will be taken after May 4, depending on the prevailing law and order situation. The directive also applies to all cadres, including those holding special ceasefire identity cards. Authorities have urged all stakeholders and the general public to extend full cooperation to ensure the smooth and peaceful conduct of the by-election. And a state-level seminar and market linkage program on spices was held yesterday in Dimapur. The program was organized by the Spices Board India under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry to promote spice cultivation and strengthen market linkages in the Northeast. Addressing the gathering, Additional Secretary for Horticulture, Razavolia Dozo, said that despite favorable conditions for farming, Nagaland continues to face weak and unstructured market systems. He stressed that the key challenge lies not in production, but in marketing, quality control, and meeting export standards. Mr. Dozo highlighted the need for collective efforts involving government agencies, entrepreneurs, and farmer-producer organizations, while emphasizing the vital role of youth in value addition and marketing. Deputy Director of Agriculture, Dr. Cressida Jamil, also underscored issues such as low production volume, poor infrastructure and lack of post-harvest management. Meanwhile, Chief General Manager M. Junction Rituraj Hazarika spoke on digital marketing strategies, including e-auctions, to directly connect farmers with buyers and ensure better pricing and income. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.